B'tochen for life, shir number 119, Thursday, Parshas Pinchas, Shavasar B'Tammuz. When we approach any special day in the year, there is a lot that we can get from it, especially in Emunah and B'tochen. And even a Tainus, which sometimes we tend not to understand the point of the Tainus, because we just say a few extra tefillas, and we fast, and that's it. And it seems as if we didn't really gain much from the tainus. So really we have to understand what's the point of a tainus, and what's the point of this tainus, and then how can we walk away with a lesson, especially in regard to Emunah and B'tochen. So we have to understand that the number one thing that causes us to do Averis is a lack of Emunah and B'tochen, is feeling independent, is feeling like we don't have to come on to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and we live on our own, and we do HaKadosh Baruch Hu a favor, so to speak, by doing mitzvahs here and there, but practically speaking, we don't really feel like HaKadosh Baruch Hu is an integral part of our lives. And that's where Averis come in. That's why a person does Averis. But when a person strengthens his Emunah and B'tochen, and he realizes that every single thing he has comes from HaKadosh Baruch Hu, then he feels like HaKadosh Baruch Hu is real, and then he won't do Averis. So really, the objective of a Tainus is to bring a person close to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So what does the word Tainus mean? Tainus is the same word as Ani. It's the same root, which means a person is torturing himself, a person is poor, a person doesn't have what he needs. That's the essence of a tainus, that a person doesn't eat, and therefore he realizes that he's needy, that he's missing, and he realizes how much HaKadosh Baruch Hu is part of his life. The Torah says when a person is full and he eats, he feels independent, and then he turns to other things besides HaKadosh Baruch Hu. But when a person does not eat, he feels hungry, and he realizes that he is not independent. He is very much dependent. And then he turns to HaKadosh Baruch Hu and puts that dependence on Hashem. And that is the message of every Tainus, but especially the Tainus of Shavasar B'Tammuz, which was the beginning of the Churban Beis HaMikdash. The essence of the Churban Beis HaMikdash, especially the second Churban Beis HaMikdash, the Vilna Gaon says, was due to a lack of Emunah and B'tochen, based on a Gemara in Yuma. And if we understand that that's the reason why the Beis HaMikdash was destroyed, was because Klal Yisrael did not feel that closeness to HaKadosh Baruch Hu when they had the Beis HaMikdash, so then HaKadosh Baruch Hu threw them out of Eretz Yisrael, and now we have to feel the closeness of HaKadosh Baruch Hu when we are far from Hashem. And that is the objective of Golus, to bring HaKadosh Baruch Hu into our lives when we don't have a physical Beis HaMikdash, to make HaKadosh Baruch Hu real in our lives. And that is the objective of the 3 weeks, and especially the first day, which is this Tainus. To feel that we are dependent on Hashem, and everything we have comes from HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and to appreciate that. And then the next obvious step is reliance on Hashem, because every single thing comes from Hashem. So we might as well rely on Him, and then He will give us more and more. And if we think about this concept on this Tainus, we will have walked away with a very powerful life-changing lesson. To realize that we are dependent, but our dependence is on HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And when we feel dependent on Hashem, He sends us Yeshuas.